Chapter 26, 1786, Annapolis, Maryland. Title, 1786 Annapolis Commercial Convention. Purpose, America's continuing economic variability and uncertainty led to officially calling this convention, which is why it was referred to as a, quote, commercial convention. Topics to be discussed included, quote, trade of the United States, trade of the states, a uniform system in their commercial regulations, and a report, when unanimously ratified, that will enable the United States in Congress effectively to provide for the same. End quote. The general inadequacies of the Article of Confederation were being felt throughout the young country. Call and subject. On January 21, 1786, the Virginia State Legislature adopted a resolution calling a general convention to consider commercial considerations such as trade and uniform regulations. The subject was commerce. Date and location. The convention met from September 4 to September 14, 1786, at Annapolis, Maryland. Attendance, only 5 of the 13 states invited attended, sending 12 commissioners. Delaware 3, New Jersey 3, New York 2, Pennsylvania 1, Virginia 3. Principals. The commissioners unanimously elected John Dickinson as chairman. The proceedings do not disclose a secretary. Convention protocol. The call was for a general or national convention, but turned into a regional gathering. Massachusetts commissioners' compensation was fixed by its lawmakers. The delegates' credentials or commissions closely tracked the call's subject. Many of the commissioners had attended previous conventions. The convention elected its own officers. The convention maintained a journal. The convention dissolved itself. Unusual occurrences. Although other multi-state conventions had succeeded with a representation of only 5 states, the delegates did not believe that number was sufficient for crafting a trade regime national in scope. They issued a statement to all the states and adjourned. At the same time, the commissioners from Massachusetts and Rhode Island were en route to the convention. The issued statement read in part as follows, quote, "Your commissioners, with the most respectful deference, beg leave to suggest their unanimous conviction that it may essentially tend to advance the interests of the Union if the states by whom have been respectively delegated would themselves concur and use their endeavors to procure the concurrence of the other states in the appointment of commissioners to meet at Philadelphia on the second Monday, May next, to take into consideration the situation of the United States, to devise such further provisions as shall appear to them necessary to render the Constitution of the Federal Government adequate to the exigencies of the Union, and to report such an act for that purpose to the United States Congress assembled, as when agreed to by them, and afterwards confirmed by the legislatures of every state, will effectively provide for the same." The first passage makes it clear that the Annapolis Convention was directing its resolution to the 5 states that had sent commissioners, and not to the other states, and not to Congress. The second and bold passage contemplated a convention that could do more than merely propose changes in the Articles of Confederation. It contemplated a convention to propose changes, quote, to render the Constitution of the Federal Government adequate to the exigencies of the Union, end quote. Conclusion. The word Constitution in this context was not limited to the Articles of Confederation, as some modern writers assume. The prevailing political definition of Constitution at the time was the political structure as a whole, much as we refer today to the British Constitution. Although Americans had begun to apply the word a few years earlier to specific documents organizing state governments, the usage was not yet dominant, and no contemporaneous dictionary defined Constitution that way. What we today call a Constitution was more often called an instrument, a frame, a system or a form of government. Thus, the Annapolis Report was recommending a convention to consider and propose alterations in the federal political system, not merely to the Articles. Subsequent proceedings in Congress confirm that understanding. Before adjourning, the convention issued a request, quote, to meet at Philadelphia on the second Monday in May next, 1787. The Annapolis Convention adjourned on September 14th, and Chairman Dickinson's letter on its behalf was read in Congress on September 20th. On October 11th, Congress referred the letter to a committee for consideration. But Congress took no further action for several months.